Blackstone Audio presents The Housemaid's Daughter by Barbara Mutch. This book is read by Bonnie Turpin and Kat Gould. For L, W, H, and C.
Prologue. Ireland, 1919. Today I left for Africa. Out of the front door I went and down the flagstone path. The gulls were shrieking over Bannock Cliffs, and my dear sister Ada was crying. Mother, in the brown dress she wore for weddings and christenings, look the other way. Remember this, I kept telling myself as I climbed into the pony trap. Remember this, the wheeling gulls, the click of the waves on the pebbles in the cove. Father's hands red and chapped, aiming, shifting from foot to foot. A waft of peaty earth and chimney smoke and lilac. Remember this. Hold it tight.
Chapter 1.
I wasn't supposed to be born in Craddock House. Not me. But my mother Miriam stayed by the kaya round the beck, under the bony shade of the thorn tree, moaning quietly in the midday heat, until Madam returned from school with the children and came down the garden to look for her. By then, it was too late to go to the hospital. Master Edward was at home, seeing to his papers in the study. Madam sent him out to fetch the family doctor from his surgery on Church Street. It was lunchtime, and Dr. Wilmot had to be interrupted at his meal. My mother told me that Madam shooed the children, Miss Rosemary and Master Phil, away from the one-room kaya, and helped